This podfic contains explicit sex scenes. Going for Gold, a hockey RPF fanfiction written by Chibi RHM and I, Claudia. Read by Lenchi.
You having cocksucking competition?
He teases.
Very good. You win. 10 points.
There comes a point in every relationship, Gino has learned, where what he refers to as the ex's conversation happens. It's not the easiest or most comfortable conversation to have, but it's better than so many others. The "where do you see this relationship going?" conversation, for example, is usually his downfall. With Sid, though, it's easy to have these conversations because he knows the answers. He's never genuinely liked someone he's dated as much as he likes Sid, never started on such solid ground and built up from there. He feels safe with Sid, which is a bit ridiculous considering how much of a risk them dating is. But it's true. He knows how much he cares about Sid, and he knows how much Sid cares about him. It makes everything easier going from there. "This is such a dumb show," Sid complains one afternoon, tucked under Gino's arm on Gino's couch, blankets tucked cozily around them, while a cold rain patters on the windows. "There are so many other things we could be doing on our one day off. Better things." "I like," Gino says serenely, not pointing out that the remote is on the arm of the couch, well within Sid's reach, and he could have changed the channel at any time.
"Help me study English, improve vocabulary."
"As if you're going to learn anything useful from this," Sid grumbles. "It's just people fighting with each other and having affairs. And scheming."
"One day," Gino tells him, "I introduce you to Russian soap operas. Then you not complain so much."
Sid subsides a little, still grumbling as they watch Carly try to maintain her poise after the sudden appearance of her ex. "Seeing your ex isn't even that big of a deal," Sid complains as Carly edges closer to tears.
"Yes, because you have so many exes," Gino teases,
and Sid looks affronted. "I have 6, he says loftily.
"All boys?"
Gino asks, because he knows already that the last one was. Knows that Sid has had a long time to get comfortable with that part of himself.
3 boys, 3 girls, Sid says. "All mixed together too. I wasn't..."
He tips his face up and stops at Gino's expression. "It wasn't like that," he squawks, elbowing Gino hard. "Not at the same time. You're terrible."
"Yes," Gino tells him,
not bothering even to try to mask his grin at the colour in Sid's cheeks. There's little he loves more than making Sid blush.
"Of course, Sid."
"Terrible," Sid repeats, grumbling, and Gino has to prompt him to continue.
"Long time, short time."
He doesn't think Sid's dated anyone seriously since they've known each other. Even Sid isn't that good at hiding things. Sid shrugs. "A couple of months? Long enough to get to know them."
"Not long enough to get serious," Gino mentally supplies,
because of course the only serious relationship in Sid's life has been hockey. He sort of hopes that's different now, but that's something he tries not to think about too closely, in case he's wrong. "Your turn," Sid says, poking a finger low into Gino's side. Gino tilts his head back onto the couch, squinting at the ceiling as he thinks.
3 guys, he says, and nudges Sid. "You said."
"I'm... oh," Sid says, and turns to grin up at him. "Ha, I win." Gino shakes his head, but he'll let Sid have that if the victory is important to him.
"Girls,"
he says thoughtfully, drawing the word out a little because it's a little harder to calculate, the numbers getting mixed up in his head.
27.
"Oh my god," Sid says, drawing back, his eyes wide. 27? Like 2 tens plus 7 more?
"Know how to do math, Sid,"
Gino says, raising his eyebrows. "Oh my god," Sid repeats. 20? Shit! even have time for that many.
English may be Gino's second language, but he's pretty sure Sid just politely called him a slut. Mostly hookups, he assures Sid. Because hey, if he's in for a penny, he may as well be in for a pound. And because he's trying to be honest with Sid. Less time with Zolls. Only dated 8 girls. Mostly, he thinks, only one girl. But Sid knows that already. That's a conversation they've already had. Sid's eyes bug out a little. Mostly, he starts, then trails off, his expression closing a little while he processes. Gino waits him out as patiently as he's able. He wants Sid to take the time he needs, but he also wants this to be over. Well, Sid says at last, still pensive. That's more than I thought. His face clears as he speaks, and when he's finished, he nods once, decisively. Gino watches him carefully.
Okay.
Sid gives him a startled look. Yes, of course it is. He doesn't sound thrilled, but he loses the tension in his spine, and when he leans back into Gino's shoulder, their bodies fit together just like always. Gino frowns at the top of his head for a moment. He's only half sure he believes Sid, but Sid's already reaching for the remote, kicking his feet up onto the coffee table. Can we watch something else? I've got some things I set up to tape.
Sid going to prove all the room is true, Gino says,
relaxing by inches while Sid punches them through the menus of his DVR.
Can't live for an hour without hockey.
Not that, Sid says, aggrieved. Some show Natalie likes. I forget what it's called, but she says it's good.
Okay, Sid, Gino says,
craning his neck a bit to look down at Sid's head, his cheek leaned up against Gino's shoulder. And if it comes out a little softer than he'd meant it, Sid doesn't notice.
Okay.
Usually, Sid and Gino don't have sex on the road. They're in different rooms, for one thing, and for another, it would look suspect to spend too much time in each other's rooms, even though Gino is sure that a handful of guys have guessed what's going on between the two of them. Even if everyone knew, they're usually too busy with team dinners or too tired to bother. Sometimes, Sid will come into Gino's room to cuddle and watch a little TV before bed, but for the most part, they say their goodnights privately and go to sleep in separate beds. That makes it a pleasant surprise when Sid tugs Gino into kiss one night when they're both in Gino's bed, propped up together with pillows, with the TV on low in the background. The kiss in itself isn't surprising. Sid usually leans in for a few lingering kisses before he leaves, and the movie on is almost over, the crescendo of explosions already past. But Sid curls a hand in Gino's shirt, tightening his grip when Gino begins to pull away. You were good today, Sid says, pressing in until he gets one of his knees over Gino's.
I always good, Gino says.
And that's all he gets out before Sid's kissing him again, with enough focus that Gino's toes curl a little. Gino gets one hand on Sid's waist, stroking a thumb across his hip in encouragement, and Sid makes an agreeable noise into Gino's mouth. He shifts further, moving without breaking the kiss until he's straddling Gino's thighs, his hands toying with the buttons on Gino's shirt like he's unsure if he can undo them. Gino absolutely wants to encourage Sid, so he undoes the first button, and that's all it takes for Sid to make quick work of the rest of Gino's buttons, his hands smoothing over Gino's chest like he's reclaiming it.
Do you want...
Sid starts, pulling away and fiddling with his top button, and Gino nods furiously.
Yes.
He breathes, kissing the skin as Sid reveals it slowly, button by button. Hey, Sid laughs, running his hand through Gino's hair. This is supposed to be about me rewarding you here.
This is very nice reward, Gino says sincerely,
kissing Sid's nipple just to hear him suck in his next breath through his teeth. Sid is beautiful, half undone. It's maybe Gino's favourite way to see him, besides completely naked, and it's a sight for Gino alone. But Sid seems to be getting impatient, shifting against Gino, half-hard and teasing.
So Gino lets Sid tilt his face up for another hot, messy kiss, lets Sid push him back into the pile of pillows and tug Gino's shirt off, trailing kisses across his shoulders and up and down his neck. Gino helps a little, but once his arms are free, he puts his hands on Sid and keeps them there, running them over the skin exposed by Sid's open shirt, digging his fingertips in along Sid's ribs a little, because he loves the soft noises Sid makes, the small ways Sid shifts into his touch. Sid seems content to take things slower than usual. He gets distracted by the curve of Gino's neck, and then his collarbone, sweeping his hands low over Gino's belly, but stopping just shy of undoing his pants, slipping one or two teasing fingers under Gino's waistband.
"Sid," Gino says, wheedling, widening his legs a little between Sid's own.
Sid ignores him, flicking his tongue over Gino's nipple until Gino arches into it, his hand threading into the hair at the back of Sid's head.
"Sid."
He can feel Sid's huff of breath against his skin, strangely cool where Sid's mouth has left a trail across his chest, and Sid doesn't pull back to answer, but he does curl one hand more firmly around the waistband of Gino's trousers, cupping the other over Gino's cock through the fabric. He doesn't do anything more than that, just rubs his fingers, too slow over the growing bulge of it, until Gino is rocking into the touch, greedy for more than this simple friction.
"Sid,"
Gino begs, thrusting up into Sid's hand.
"Sid, please."
"Yeah," Sid says, and it's gratifying to hear that he's a little breathless too.
"Yeah, okay."
He straightens, leaning in for a half kiss and catching Gino's lip gently between his teeth for a moment while he unzips Gino's slacks. Gino lifts his hips gladly, eager to help, and when Sid tugs the pants down, Gino shoves his boxers down as well, kicking everything carefully off as Sid readjusts himself, kneeling up over Gino to give him room until Gino's pants are on the floor, but doesn't take his own slacks off. He doesn't go straight for Gino's cock either, but kisses Gino's neck just under his jaw, where he knows it makes Gino gasp and shiver. Gino keeps his hands on Sid, urging Sid to get on with it, but Sid seems determined to tease him past frustration. He's biting a slow mark into Gino's shoulder, his fingers almost cool against Gino's hot skin, where he's sliding them along the crease of Gino's hip. Gino growls a little at him, twists his fingers into the short curls at the base of Sid's neck, but even then Sid doesn't touch him where Gino's dying for it. Instead, Sid skims his fingers delicately around Gino's balls, and the look he gives Gino from under his lashes is a loud message that Sid's toying with him and loving every second of it, every impatient noise Gino makes.
"Sid,"
Gino says, and slams his head back into the pillows when Sid drags the tip of a finger up the underside of his cock.
"Killing me, Sid."
"Yeah?" Sid asks, and keeps his hand moving, spreading his fingers up and scratching them through the trail of hair leading to Gino's navel.
"You want me?"
"Always want you,"
Gino grits out.
"And if Sidney doesn't touch him with purpose soon, his balls might fall off."
"Me too,"
Sid says, shifting his weight forward until his hips are pressing into Gino, and Gino almost bites through his tongue.
"Wish we were home. Wish you could fuck me tonight."
Sid rolls against him while he talks, once, twice, while Gino groans under him at the rough scratch of the cloth against his dick. And then Sid's pulling away again, too soon. It takes Gino longer than it should to recover from that, and while he's struggling to breathe, Sid steps up his game, rubbing a thumb hard over Gino's nipple while he touches the fingertips of his other hand gently over the head of Gino's cock, sliding a little in the pre-cum and nowhere near enough.
"Now, Sid,"
Gino says, and he can't stop the whine that's creeping into his voice.
"Impatient,"
Sid laughs, kissing him, and Gino groans into it. He leans too hard into the kiss, lets Sid taste the desperation on his tongue, digs his need into Sid's back with his fingers before running his hands down to Sid's ass and holding on. The whine at the back of Gino's throat turns into a moan when Sid finally, fucking finally, wraps his hand around Gino's cock and gives it a slow stroke.
and Gino doesn't even try to stop the way his hips buck up into the touch. Sid lets go, though, and Gino has just enough time to say, "Sid!" appalled at the prospect of more teasing, before Sid's holding his palm in front of Gino's mouth. "Lick," Sid commands, and Gino narrows his eyes. Even when Sid's effectively short-circuited half his brain, he can still play this game. He drags his tongue flat over Sid's palm, but he doesn't stop there, licking around each of Sid's fingers individually until he notices that Sid's other hand is busy. Sid's breath is shallow in his chest, and his eyes are fixed on where Gino's carefully pushing his tongue over the skin between Sid's index and middle fingers. And he finally has his own dick out, stroking it with a steady rhythm that makes Gino dizzy with jealousy. "Now," he demands, with one last aggressive swipe down the middle of Sid's palm. And Sid says, breathless, "Yeah, okay, just..." He doesn't finish the sentence, but he does put his hand back on Gino's cock, and this time he doesn't stop. Gino tries to be quiet. He really does. Duper is right next door, and he knows hotel walls are thin. But Sid's so sure in his movements, so unbearably familiar with all of Gino's favorite moves. Gino's head tips slowly back as Sid jerks him off, pressing into the pillows, and his jaw drops open. His breath is noisy where it drags in his throat, catching on the little noises he tries to stifle. His hands are on Sid's waist now. He thinks he's holding too hard, but he can't unclench his fingers. Not when Sid's twisting his wrist like that. Not when Sid's catching a very careful thumbnail just under the head of his cock. He feels lightheaded, a mess of things tugging and twitching just beneath his skin. He can feel the warm flush in his cheeks and down his chest, and it matches the vicious heat building low in his belly, pulling his muscles tight. "Come on," Sid says, kissing him wet and filthy until Gino has to pull away for air. "Sid, Sid," he chokes out desperately, and he's coming, his whole body shuddering with the force of it. And Sid doesn't stop, just curses and pulls him through it, eyes wide and awed. "Gino," Sid says, letting go while the last of the pleasure is still twisting through Gino, and his voice is weirdly high. "Fuck, that was..." He closes his eyes briefly, his hand moving fast on his own dick again, the sounds loud and filthy against their ragged gasping. "Fuck, Gino." There's a moment where Gino thinks, hazy, that he should help. But before he can remember how his muscles connect to his bones, Sid's groaning out his own orgasm, coming over his hand and Gino's stomach. Gino can't help but whimper at the sight, half wishing he could come again. Neither of them move for a long moment. Sid recovers first, rolling off of Gino and wiping his hand lazily on his shirt. "Whoa," Gino manages, when he can speak again, his voice still rough.
"What that for?"
"I told you," Sid says. "You played well today."
"Nuh-uh," Gino laughs. "That's special."
"What, I can't jerk you off without needing a reason?" Sid asks, teasing a little. And when he kisses Gino, it makes it hard to remember why he even cared in the first place. They had sex, and it was good. No, great sex. And he's never going to complain about that.
"You best," he sighs. "Take good care of me, Sid."
Sid smiles a little smugly before he leans in again, but when he kisses Gino, it's sweet and lingering. "I know," he says. It takes Gino an embarrassingly long time to figure out what's going on. To be fair, Sid asking to blow him when they're having sex isn't a very rare occurrence. Sid loves giving head, and Gino loves watching him. It's pretty much a staple of their sex life at this point. What's strange is how intently Sid seems to be blowing him lately. And Gino's not going to lie. It works for him to have all that concentration focused on him, to have Sid sucking him off like it's the most important thing in the world.
But by the fourth time Sid breathlessly comes up after swallowing and asks how it was, Gino catches a clue. Good, he pants out, and then realizes that's horribly inadequate.
No, great.
Sid grins smugly, and Gino loves that smug smile so much it makes his heart, which is already beating erratically, give a helpless little stutter.
You having cock-sucking competition?
He teases.
Very good. You win. 10 points.
Sid blushes and smacks Gino's arm.
No, I want to be the best at this. You are best, Gino assures him.
Really? Sid says, all too shrewdly.
The best you've ever had.
Gino opens his mouth to say, of course it is, no competition. But there was that girl Svetlana who he hooked up with in Moscow that summer, who could do amazing things with her mouth.
See, Sid says, correctly interpreting his pause. I'm not the best.
Gino kisses him as gently and fondly as he knows how, tasting himself on Sid's lips.
You best for me, he says. That all that matter.
Sid doesn't push the matter then, but Gino should have known better than to think that would be the end of it. Sid sucks him off again that evening, sloppy and fast and filthy enough that Gino's babbling nonsense by the end of it, Russian and English mixing together. Sid catches him against a door 2 days later, in the shower a day after that. Each time, Sid makes him come hard enough that Gino feels wrung out in the best ways, and when Sid licks his indecent lips after Gino gets a weak hand on him, Gino has to kiss him. Though whether it's out of protest or encouragement, he never can tell. They can't keep up that pace indefinitely, regardless of how much Gino loves sex with Sid or how weirdly competitive Sid's become about it. They hit a week where there's no breaks between back-to-back games and practice and travelling. They hardly have time to snatch a kiss or two on the sly. Too often, things go sour, and they lose. Sometimes they force a narrow victory by sheer willpower and a certain amount of luck. Either way, Sid's always talking to the media. And even though Gino might harbour a secret fantasy where Sid gives interviews with his voice rasping the way it does after Gino's just come down his throat, that doesn't have any bearing on reality, where they have jobs to do and a professional veneer to maintain, where he's lucky if they stay awake long enough for a goodnight kiss before Sid goes back to his own room. They end the stretch on top of the world, though, on home ice, the energy of the crowd pushing them like a hurricane wind, and when the final buzzer sounds, they've got a shutout. The score's so lopsided, it's almost embarrassing. It's a good win, satisfying in ways they all needed. Gino rides the high from the locker room all the way home, following Sid's taillights and beating an uneven rhythm on his steering wheel, already half hard from anticipation. They have the next day off, and he hasn't touched Sid all week. He's getting Sid in his bed tonight. They're going to celebrate the win, fuck until all the tension Sid's been carrying over his shoulders crumbles away. Sid has a key to Gino's front door. He's already inside by the time Gino gets home, just beginning to pull his coat off and towing off his shoes when Gino comes through the door. Sid doesn't even let Gino take his own coat off before he's on him, kissing Gino like he's been thinking about it even longer than the 15-minute drive home, like he's been planning it.
Sid, Gino gasps. Let me take off coat.
Takes too long, Sid whines.
But he lets Gino tow off his shoes at least before he's kissing him again. Hot and dirty, like they've already been kissing for hours.
Bed, Gino pants into Sid's mouth, his hands already inching to cup Sid's ass. Too far away, Sid says. No sex in doorway, Gino insists, unable to stop himself from kissing up and down Sid's neck just to hear his little cut-off groans.
Couch? Sid suggests.
And even though it's a bad idea, because his parents sit on those couches, Gino finds himself helplessly nodding as he's tugged along by his tie into the living room, pausing to kiss Sid every few feet. Sid isn't delicate about it. He doesn't stop moving when they hit the couch, using their momentum to shove Gino down along the length of it before clambering over him. It's really too small for both of them like this, but it's kind of hot to have Sid so close against him, even if all the angles are awkward. He gets his hands back on Sid's ass, kneads his fingers while Sid keeps kissing him, and when Sid grabs his shoulders, trying to hold him down, Gino pushes their hips together, shifting into a rhythm he knows will be too fast to satisfy them, even as it hits all of their buttons. Sid moans into the kiss, rolling down against him, and moans again when Gino flexes his fingers.
"Fuck," Sid gasps. "I want to blow you."
"Again?" Gino blurts out.
He has nothing against Sid blowing him per se, but he doesn't want Sid to get sick of it either. Sid eyes him warily. "You have a problem with that?"
"No," Gino says quickly. "No, really, no problem. Very much no problem."
"Good," Sid says, matter of fact, and pushes back until he can get at Gino's fly. "Because this is all I've been thinking about all week."
"Oh,"
Gino manages, already a little faint. He doesn't know where to put his hands because Sid's moving too much, and when he tries to help Sid with his pants, Sid brushes him off impatiently.
You should stay right there,"
Sid says, tugging Gino's boxes with his slacks to just below his knees and leaving them there, trapping Gino's legs.
"Let me do this for you."
Gino should protest, but he's always been weak in the face of Sid's bossy voice. He's probably going to have permanent dents in the fabric of the couch with how hard he's clenching it in one fist, but it's either that or get his hands back on Sid's ass, and Sid's out of reach. He's not sure how Sid thinks he's going to pull this off when Gino's couch is big, but not big enough that blowjobs like this don't require some contortion. But Sid seems comfortable enough when he shoves Gino's shirt up to his armpits and sucks a kiss just over his navel. And Gino stops thinking. Sid doesn't tease as much as he had with the handjob, but he moves with intent, which is almost just as bad. He's leaving marks on Gino's belly, his tongue hot and slick on Gino's skin, and his teeth barely there, an edge that sets Gino's nerves to jumping. He bites at Gino's hip bone when he's done, gently, just enough that Gino curses, before dragging his lips down in a slow slide to the edge of the thatch of hair between Gino's legs. He's close enough that Gino can feel the short gusts of Sid's breath against his dick, but he doesn't touch it, not yet, and Gino can't help but growl.
"Sid."
Sid leans in carefully to rub one cheek against Gino's cock, and Gino covers his eyes with a hand, because fuck. Sid doesn't have much stubble, but it's still too rough in a way that sends something sharp trembling through him. Sid must feel that, must somehow sense it, because he's brushing his lips along Gino's cock next. One long, light kiss that begins at the base and travels all the way up until Sid's mouthing at the head of it, fluttering touches that Gino groans at, his hands now buried in his own hair, where he can pull without mercy. "Gino," Sid murmurs, his lips brushing Gino's cock, and Gino gasps. He can't manage more than that, because Sid doesn't hesitate any longer before getting his mouth properly around Gino and stroking his tongue in exactly the pattern Gino likes best. Gino pants, and Sid gradually works his way further into the blowjob, taking Gino in a little deeper every time he bobs his head. It's fucking amazing. Sid knows what Gino likes. He knows exactly how to give it, and he's bossy about it, one hand pressing Gino's hips into the couch while he works the other around the base. Gino lets the sensations overwhelm him, letting go of his hair to skim his fingers over Sid's shoulders and pushing up a little into Sid's touch, Sid's mouth, despite the hand Sid has on him, because it feels so good. Sid's mouth is hot and wet, and his tongue is clever, and he never stops, not even when Gino pushes up a little further than he means to,
caught by the pressure of Sid's hand before Sid shifts it to the couch. "By the way," Sid says, pulling away, his voice a little hoarse, "you can, fuck my face or whatever." "Fuck." Gino trails off stupidly, still distracted by Sid's shiny, spit-slick lips and the hand Sid still has lightly resting on Gino's dick. "Yeah, like, Sid tilts his head. "Like, you thrust and I take it, whatever you dish out."
"You can do that?"
Gino asks stupidly, because that's happened a few times when Gino's lost control during a particularly good blowjob. But it's not proper blowjob etiquette. It's something he's supposed to have control over, he'd always thought. And then here's Sid, offering to let Gino do it on purpose like it's no big deal. Sid grins, big and dirty. "Oh, I can do a lot you don't know about." "Fuck," Gino says, because he feels like that sums up his feelings on the matter pretty succinctly. "That's the idea," Sid says, and leans back in to take Gino in his mouth again. Gino makes a noise caught in the back of his throat as Sid takes him in deeper than before, hesitating long enough to swallow around him before pulling back a little and doing it again. He's not touching Gino at all anymore. It's only his mouth, quick and wet and absolutely sinful. And there's only so much temptation Gino is able to withstand. Sid moans the first time Gino tentatively shifts his hips up, and Gino hadn't thought it was possible for him to open his mouth wider, but that's certainly what it seems Sid is doing, sloppy and eager for it. Gino doesn't need more encouragement, though he still takes it slow, moving his hands down to keep Sid's head still. He's careful at first, because he doesn't want Sid to feel like he's losing all control. But Sid presses into the touch, an eager acknowledgement, and that's all Gino really needs. Sid's hands are both braced by Gino's hips now. His eyes are closed, and Gino thinks, watching in something like fascination as Sid takes his cock without complaint, like sucking Gino's dick is right now the only thing he wants in the world. That he could do anything to Sid right now, anything at all, and Sid would let him. Sid is letting him slide his dick past those red and swollen lips. Sid's letting Gino fuck him, letting Gino take care of him. And there's no way Gino can keep things slow after that. And if he'd ever thought Sid would be quieter during blowjobs, he's proven definitively wrong. Sid's breath is short and harsh through his nose, and he's whining, low, the sound a little broken. Gino's cock pulls dirty, wet sounds out of his mouth, and his throat clicks when he tries to open further for Gino. Gino's overheating from it, sweat collecting on his chest and the back of his neck, and he can't stop, never wants this to end. It's only him and Sid on the couch, the same couch they've sat on for years, fucked on, but his hips are stuttering fast and uneven under Sid's attention as Sid works him over, takes Gino's cock as deep as Gino dares to press. Sid's shifting his own hips, moving against nothing, like he's so hard he can't keep still. And that's what does Gino in. Knowing that Sid's so into this, so into Gino, that he might come on his own, untouched, just from this. Sid picks that moment to groan, tilting his head for a better angle. The vibrations hitting Gino just so in the gut, and Gino loses it. "You best," Gino babbles, reflexively clenching his fingers in Sid's hair. "Oh God, Sid, best, best." Sid groans again, encouraging, and Gino gets two more desperate thrusts, uncontrolled, his mind lost in a haze of Sid's mouth and Sid's tongue and the deep flush in Sid's cheeks, before the final cord of his restraint snaps, sending him careening into freefall, the orgasm crashing into him from behind and scattering him to the winds. Sid swallows.
He pulls back just early enough that he ends up with some of Gino's cum on his lips. And when he licks it off, Gino can't help but squeeze his eyes shut and whimper at the aftershock of heat that tugs hard beneath his navel. "Up," he says shakily, and Sid surges up to kiss him, letting Gino taste himself in Sid's mouth. "So good," he whispers to Sid, who shivers at Gino's voice, unresisting as Gino undoes his slacks. There's a damp spot on the front of them, and Sid's boxer briefs are sticky with pre-cum when Gino pushes them down. He briefly considers taking the time to rearrange their bodies so he can suck Sid off in kind, but Sid's too close and Gino's not sure he has the coordination right now. So, a spit-slick hand will have to do. From the choked-off noises Sid's making and the way his hips are jerking, he's close, and it's more than enough. Gino jerks him a few times before Sid gasps, curling in on himself like he's been punched and coming on Gino's bare stomach. "Fuck," Sid breathes out, collapsing on top of Gino like a dead weight. His voice is still hoarse, and he rubs his jaw like it might be sore, and Gino can't help but press kisses to the top of Sid's head and sweaty temple. "That was... I mean... wow."
"Wow," Gino agrees, with a happy sigh. "You best, Sid."
"Did you mean that?"
Sid asks, lifting his head. And Gino's going to have to seriously work on his game if Sid is coherent this soon after coming.
"About me being the best?"
"Yes," Gino nods. "Best."
"The best ever, or like your favorite, or..."
"Best," Gino says emphatically. "Ever. Best ever, Sid."
"Oh." Sid looks pleased with himself. "Well, good."
"No, shh,"
Gino says, tugging Sid down against him, and Sid instinctively curls into Gino, head resting on his shoulder.
"You kill me, I dead." Sid laughs. "Okay," he says, giving Gino a kiss before he sighs happily and curls back up, radiating quiet smugness. Gino knows, now that Sid has at least mastered blowjobs to everyone's satisfaction, that he should put an end to Sid being hyper-competitive when it comes to sex. But it kind of turns him on, and he finds himself not saying anything at all. He never knows what's coming next from Sid, what Sid's going to try in the hopes of blowing Gino's mind. Gino's not under the illusion that he's any sort of prize that Sid's won, not when Sid's won so many better prizes. And the way Sid's willing to work to be the best Gino's ever had is more than he deserves, probably. Sid comes home with him after practice one day, which isn't unusual in itself. Gino likes to have Sid to himself for a while, for no reason other than he likes being able to watch Sid without worrying who's looking. And also the destructively competitive way Sid approaches his video games is always funny. They'll have a quiet night in, Gino figures, maybe watch a movie, and then he'll take Sid to bed and they'll have slow, quiet sex that isn't about any sort of competition. It'll be good. His resolve is shot to hell the minute Sid gets out of his shower and walks into Gino's room while Gino is watching TV, waiting for him. Sid always looks so good after he showers, soft and clean and flushed pink from the heat, unselfconsciously naked as he towels off his hair. "Hey,"
Gino says. His voice has gone a little throaty. Sid looks up and smiles at him, one dark curl sticking to his forehead.
"Hey there."
"Come here,"
Gino says, patting the bed next to him. They can move the sex up, he figures. It won't hurt anyone. Sid laughs, but obligingly crawls onto the bed, dripping a little on Gino's duvet.
"I just got clean,"
he says, almost like he wants to complain but can't quite manage it. He leans forward and presses a kiss on Gino's lips, just a gentle hello. Gino runs his hand through Sid's wet hair.
"Like you clean," he says. "Look cute."
that gets him another kiss, still soft, but with a little more heat behind it. And when he reaches a hand to Sid's waist, just to stroke his fingers along the damp skin, Sid settles against him, propped up on one elbow with his fingers playing with Gino's hair, while they trade easy kisses back and forth.
"You want?"
Gino asks, reaching a hand down and squeezing Sid's ass to make his meaning clear.
"Yeah," Sid says, grinning. "Yeah, you?"
"Always,"
Gino murmurs into Sid's mouth. And this time, when Sid kisses him, it's with intent, slick tongue and a sharp nip of teeth.
"What you want?"
he gasps out.
"I blow you, maybe?"
"Nuh-uh," Sid says, throwing one leg over Gino's and kissing along his jawline. "I've been thinking about something else." He brings Gino's hand back down to his ass and looks up at Gino pointedly. "We don't have a game tomorrow." Gino immediately feels stupid for forgetting they have an off day. Of course Sid will want to be fucked, that's practically a given. But when he goes to kiss Sid and roll him onto his back, Sid makes a protesting noise into Gino's mouth. "I was thinking more like this," he says, straddling Gino and grinding down pointedly.
Gino gapes. "You won't ride me?" he asks.
It's maybe his favorite thing, Sid riding him, and Sid will do it on occasion, but mostly Sid likes to be fucked lying down or back to front, likes Gino to pound into him and use him.
"You sure?"
"Yeah, I've been thinking about it," Sid says in a low voice, the one he puts on when he's trying to be seductive, and it should be silly, but it's just stupidly, ridiculously hot. "You know, when I jerk off." Gino swears and kisses Sid, leaning up into it and getting both hands on Sid's ass, digging his fingers in.
"What else you think about?"
Sid answers by leaning over to the small nightstand and grabbing the lube they keep there. "Well, usually when I think about you, you're naked," he says pointedly. Gino doesn't need more of a hint than that, just grabs the hem of his t-shirt and pulls it over his head, throwing it carelessly off the edge of the bed, before helping Sid with the button on his jeans, kicking them down and away, while Sid kneels up over his stomach, folding himself over to catch Gino's mouth in a lingering kiss. "Thought about this, too," Sid tells him, opening the lube and coating his fingers. Gino watches, wishing he could get a hand around to his cock. He settles for rubbing his palms up and down Sid's thighs, slow, waiting. Sid reaches back, his head tipping back as well, tilted a little to one side. Gino stares at his neck, runs his hands over Sid's broad chest and thinks about biting him, leaving a mark his jersey wouldn't hide.
"Thought about getting ready for you, about you holding me open."
His voice wobbles a little, but now Gino's thinking about that too. He's moving his hands down, cupping them back around the familiar curve of Sid's ass and opening him, his fingers close enough that Sid's knuckles brush his as Sid moves.
"Like this?"
Gino asks, and Sid swallows.
"Yeah," he says. "Yeah, like that."
He's moving his fingers steadily, like he's practiced this, and he's working fast. Gino thinks he's already up to two fingers. He's starting to shift into it, widening his knees, and Gino encourages him, rubbing his thumbs into Sid's hips as if that might urge him on. Sid's cock is hard. Gino thinks about putting a hand on him, helping him along like that. But then he'd have to let go of Sid's ass, and that would be a terrible loss. He moves his fingers in instead, readjusting his grip until he can feel the slick edge of Sid's hole, until he's stroking Sid's finger as Sid works it in deeper. Sid makes a choked, guttural noise and grabs at Gino's shoulder with his free hand, catching himself before he loses balance.
"Gino," he says, like a plea, and Gino lets go just long enough to get too much lube on his own fingers before he's right back where he wants to be,
hooking one fingertip alongside Sid's and rubbing it along the tight muscle, coaxing.
Sid gasps, tightening his grip on Gino's shoulder, but his thighs don't so much as tremble, holding himself still for Gino's attentions. Gino slides his finger a tiny bit further in, waiting until Sid recovers enough and starts to move his own hand again, fucking himself open with short, decisive strokes, while Gino lets Sid's own momentum draw his finger deeper. It doesn't take much. A few slow strokes from Gino, working in counterpoint to Sid, and the calculated stroke of Gino's other thumb over the hot skin just behind Sid's balls, before Sid's biting his lips and gasping, "Now, Gino, please." And Gino's only too happy to pull his finger out from between Sid's own. Sid hisses a breath at that, lower lip still caught between his teeth. His motions are careful, controlled, like he has to think extra hard about each movement. He reaches back to wrap his hand around Gino's cock, the extra lube sliding down his fingers while he positions himself. And it takes all of Gino's self-control not to just shove his hips up into him when Sid pauses there. Sid doesn't make him wait for long. He takes Gino's cock slowly, groaning as it slides into him past the first clench of muscle, chewing his lips as he concentrates. Gino wants to kiss him, soothe that nervous energy, but he settles for stroking his hands up from Sid's knees to his hips and back, as steady as he can manage. It's difficult when he can feel the muscles in Sid's thighs flex as Sid fucks himself down onto Gino's cock, inch by slow inch, until there's no space between them, their skin rubbing hot as they both gasp, adjusting. Logically, Gino knows he's not any deeper in Sid than usual. There's nothing about this that's different except the position. But it feels different. It feels closer, somehow, even if Sid is further away, as if by Sid taking control like this, he's able to take Gino deeper, tighter. Normally, Sid's passive about what he likes in bed. He takes whatever Gino gives to him happily. But when he's riding Gino, when he's twisting and moaning and fucking himself on Gino's cock, he's so greedy. He's just a mess of sweat and muscle and pleasure. And he's beautiful. Fuck, Sid says when Gino's fully seated, his chest heaving a little. God, you're so big. Gino tries not to laugh at that, because it sounds straight out of bad porn. But Sid shifts his weight, testing, and the laugh gets twisted into a groan instead. Sid, Gino whines, and Sid shudders, shifting again, beginning to rock his hips as he finds his rhythm. It takes them a moment for Gino to gather himself enough to follow, but the first time he thrusts up to meet Sid, Sid's jaw drops as he makes a wordless, desperate noise, and he speeds up the pace, leaning down for a different angle as he fucks himself harder. There's sweat in a sheen over his broad chest. Gino can feel sweat on his own upper lip. Sid's starting to babble, the rise and fall of his words punctuated by each thrust, and Gino gives up on understanding any of the words as Sid grows wilder, losing control. He gives up on anything but this, pushing up to meet Sid each time Sid grinds down against him, digging fingerprint bruises into the muscles on either side of Sid's knees, dragging air into his lungs before Sid makes him forget breathing entirely. That last thing is a real danger, because Sid feels so good, because every time he moves, his muscles clench around Gino, and Gino's toes are cramping from how hard they're curling. Their skin slaps together every time Sid slams back down onto him, and beneath that there's the filthy, slick noise of fucking. The mattress creaks under them, and Gino's getting close, so close. He could be there, he thinks, if he stretches into it, if he concentrates on each move Sid makes, each dirty squeeze of Sid's body around him. Don't you fucking dare, Sid gasps, closing his hands around Gino's biceps with an iron grip. Don't you have to... Gino groans, loud and just as wild as Sid because he's right there, but he digs his heels into the bed and drives his hips up, fucks his cock as deep into Sid as he can manage while Sid grinds down against him, both of them heedless of anything but moving faster, harder, better. Sid curses and writhes above him, and Gino grits his teeth, his feet slipping against the sheets, until he pulls them up a little further and fucks into Sid with something very close to abandon. He's going to come, fuck. And he can tell Sid's close, but he isn't there yet, and Gino wants Sid to come around his cock. Wants that suddenly, the desire hitting him in a sudden stab of heat. But he isn't going to last. Sid, he pants. Sid, now, come. He wraps his fingers clumsily around Sid's cock, and it's nothing more than a loose grip, but it's enough. Sid's eyes go wide, and his moans tremble off into broken sounds, and Gino can feel his muscles seizing up before he starts to come, his whole body jerking with the orgasm. Gino's own breathing dips dangerously toward a sob, while Sid's cum hits him, splattering up across his chest, and he lets go. Lets Sid's orgasm tip him over into his own, cursing with the force of it, and fisting his hands in the wreck of his sheets, holding on while it breaks him down. Sid slumps over Gino when he's finished, as if all his strings have been cut at once. They take longer than usual to recover, both of them breathing like they've just come off a double shift, but eventually Sid lifts himself gingerly up and off of Gino, letting Gino's softening cock slip free as they both wince.
"You best, Sid,"
Gino says, as Sid curls up next to him, because even if most of his brain no longer functions after that, he needs Sid to know. Sid shrugs modestly. "I'm sure you say that to all the guys."
"No," Gino says. "You only guy I do this with."
"You mean I'm the only guy you've ever fucked?" Sid's eyes go wide. "Really? Even I've..."
"You have relationships," Gino reminds him. "I hook up."
"Well, you should have told me that," Sid says, a little peevishly. "If I'd known, I wouldn't have bothered to..."
"You not enjoy?"
Gino cuts in, immediately worried. "No," Sid yelps. "That was amazing. Are you kidding me? You're always..." He blushes and looks away. "You're the best sex I've ever had, okay? That's why I got all weird. I wanted it to be, you know..." He gestures between them. "Mutual."
Gino feels suddenly somewhere between exceedingly smug and terribly fond of Sid.
"Sid," he says, "you not have to do all sex stuff. You best at that, but you always best. Always."
"You're just saying that," Sid says.
"No, I mean..."
Gino has to think about how to say this in English.
"Is because is you. You best because you Sid. Everything you do best to me."
"Gino," Sid starts, and then leans forward and kisses him. Just a sweet press of lips that feels almost incongruous after what they've done.
I love you.
He says it almost like a question, like he's unsure of its welcome. Carefully, Gino picks up Sid's hand from where it's resting on his chest and presses a kiss to the palm.
"Yes,"
he says, his chest full to bursting with a warm, giddy feeling.
"Love you too, Sid. Love you even if you worst."
"But I'm not," Sid says immediately. And Gino laughs.
"No, Sid," he says. "You best."
The end.
Had words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum,
You're the top. You're the Louvre Museum. You're the melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet. You're a Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile. You're the Tower of Pisa. You're the smile of the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
This has been Going for Gold. If you enjoyed the story, please leave I, Claudia, and Chibi RHM some feedback at Archive of Our Own. And if you enjoyed my reading of the story, please leave me, Lunchy, some feedback, also at Archive of Our Own. Or at lunchy.dreamwith.org. The music used in this recording was You're the Top, sung by Ella Fitzgerald. And finally, some reader free talk. Hi, this is Lunchy. I actually honestly thought that there was really a lot less sex than there turned out to be. When I chose to do this story, I just remembered laughing a lot at the situation, just because of course Sidney Crosby would be so pissed off at not being Gino's best sex partner, despite, you know, other things being more important in a relationship, as Gino already knows. I find this quite funny just because Sid's been in more relationships, but Gino's actually the one who's like, well, that's not what's important. So in any case, there was a lot of sex in this, and I kind of forgot about it, and then I started doing it and just thinking like, wow, it's quite a strain on my voice, actually, because yeah, some bits where I actually honestly thought there was just like bits of sex interspersed with comedy, and somehow when I read it there's less comedy than there should be. So I guess I'm really sorry if you've read it before and then you thought, yeah, I thought it was funnier before when I read it. I think, yeah, the reading might have had something to do with that. Sorry. But yeah, Sid and Gino's Mutual Appreciation Society is amazing. Their banter in this was really amazing as well. I think it was a lot of fun to be able to do Sidney's just really offended tone every time he discovers something that he's like, hold on, what? That was not what I thought it was going to be, that answer, and now I have to fix this like immediately. And especially the end was great. The end was super charming. So hopefully you laughed at some bits and enjoyed the sex scenes, for whichever definition of enjoy you'd like to ascribe. Yeah. I'd like to make a shout out to a distant son who indirectly is helping my Gino voice by having her own podfix where she does Gino's accent as well. And so it's really interesting to see what things she does and which things I can also incorporate. So thanks, Sonny. I really like using You're the Top for this podfic, even though probably this cover is not quite the right tone to suit it, but who doesn't like jazz? And you know, the lyrics are funny, and I find that Ella Fitzgerald's singing is both beautiful and also really clear, makes the lyrics really clear. And of course I had a juvenile giggle at the fact that the line is, if baby, if I'm the bottom, you're the top, which ha 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 slash, right? I think with this free talk, I'm absolutely showing a lot of negative aspects of my personality. So, oh well. I'm endlessly amused and impressed by the amount of fact-checking and attention to detail that writers in the Hockey RPF fandom strive for. There's a particular scene, a particular line in this when Sid is starting to ride Gino, that he holds himself above Gino and every, like,
his upper body is trembling and it's all trembling, but his lower, like his thighs are still. And so Gino can do whatever he wants. I thought that was hilarious because clearly that's a reference to the fact that hockey players have really good lower body strength. I mean, in the midst of reading all this porn, I just burst out laughing because I just thought that was the most hilarious thing. Yeah, weird sense of humor, I know. Anyway, I hope that you enjoyed the story. I thought it was the perfect mix of hot and funny, which, oh, I love that. It'd be really super awesome if you go and kudo the story and also the podfic if you enjoyed one or both. So that's it. Thanks for listening. Bye.